Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Mishnah Vav 22:6, the last of the Perek, and here we discuss various halachas that apply to personal care on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Sachin, a person may anoint the skin with oil, and that was common to keep the skin soft and relieve it, and that's permitted on Shabbos, not considered refuah. It's a normal Shabbos activity as well. Umemash Mishin Bivnei Me'ayim, according to the gears we have in our Mishnah, this means one may massage his intestines, its innards, and this is to help make the food move, and that's permitted. It's not considered to be some kind of uvdechol or some kind of otherwise, you know, refuah, medicinal practice. Many have the girsa according to the Bartanura that it's just mamash mishen without the words bivnei me'ayim, meaning like to massage the body in general, that a general massage is permitted, assuming it's not done in a professional way or with excessive exertion. That is permitted. Avalo misamlin, but one may not do, according to some shatim, it means like a medicinal massage, a very vigorous massage. That's disallowed because it now is lapsing into the arena of medical care on Shabbos. Others learn that the pshat misamlin like is just to exert oneself in general, meaning to do exercise. So to cause oneself to sweat and do some sort of vigorous exercise on Shabbos is not permitted because it's not considered a Shabbos activity. It's more of a uvdechol, a weekday activity. Velo misgarden, and one may not scrape his skin. This is, it was typical in ancient Roman and Greek cultures, and the Jews in the time of the Mishnah, the second century, were certainly on some level part of ancient Roman culture. They would clean themselves by using a tool called a strigil. Maybe I'll send a picture of one. These were pretty central to Roman culture and Jews as well, and they would scrape their skin to clean it of the perspiration and dirt and grime that was on the skin. So that was considered to be a weekday activity, uvdechol, and therefore one may not scrape the skin in general. However, the Gemara speaks out that if a person actually had, you know, specific filth on the skin, you know, or, you know, whatever, some dirt they had to get off, so then to scrape on Shabbos would be permitted. En yorden le kurdima, one may not go down to kurdima. Now, kurdima is the version we have in our Mishnah. Rashi has that as well. And you understand this is some specific shore on the river that was very slippery. The rocks were slippery there, and therefore one was likely to slip into the water and get his clothing wet, which might come to schita, to squeezing out the clothes on Shabbos. Therefore, one shouldn't do that on Shabbos. There are other pshatim here, and the Bartanura doesn't have the word kardim at all. He has the word pulima. And he understands one of two pshatim here. Either it's some kind of like valley that's full of essentially quicksand that you could fall in and kind of get stuck in the mud, and someone have to pull you out, so not a good Shabbos activity. Alternatively, he learns kind of like Rashi, meaning that it's a slippery place where you could fall in, get wet, I'm on the mud, and then having to squeeze out your clothing on Shabbos. Okay. Ve'ein osin apik division. The apik division is a emetic. Emetic is like a, remember ipecac? It's something that you would take to cause yourself to vomit. And they would take that if they had some sort of, you know, stomach ailment, whatever the story is. So we're saying not to prepare such an emetic on Shabbos or to consume it on Shabbos under normal circumstances, because that's considered to be a medicinal practice. We're afraid you might come to shrika samamanam, you grind up spices, etc., and its preparation. So in general, it's considered for refuah and disallowed. However, as the Gemara speaks out, in the event that a person did need to empty out his stomach because he had eaten something he didn't agree with him, it would be permitted to take one's finger and put it down the throat to manually cause himself to vomit. And indeed, if a person were suffering severely, so then medication, as always, is permitted at that point, and therefore affect division, the drinking of the emetic, would be permitted as well. To be totally honest, I'm not exactly sure what's happening here. The shot seems to be that you have a child whose spine gets out of alignment and therefore needs to be manipulated back into place. And we're not talking about newly born children, which may need to be straightened out in general, but a child who's a little older, who somehow gets some kind of, you know, he needs some kind of manual manipulation of his spine. We don't do that on Shabbos, assuming the child's not in extreme distress, etc. Ve'in machazir nesa shever, and says the Mishnah, also we don't reset a broken bone. The Gemara says this is incorrect. There's another version of the Mishnah which says, yes, indeed, you do reset a fracture, a broken bone, and that is the halacha. So the concern is that if you don't reset a bone, you could lose the limb ultimately, and therefore we do reset the bone even on Shabbos to make sure that the limb is not lost. Mi she nifraka yado v'raglo, if a person's hand or his foot were dislocated. If we're dislocated, so it was pulled out of the joint. So to treat that suffering, lo yitrafem betzonen, you shouldn't run cold water over it in a way that would just be specifically for therapeutic purposes, sort of alleviate pain on Shabbos, or I guess somewhat not extreme pain. But what one could do is just wash it or massage it. In general, as part of the washing process, one can wash his hands or feet on Shabbos. So, aval rochatz hu kadarko, you may indeed wash yourself in the way you would normally wash yourself on Shabbos. That's permitted in general. Vim nisrapa nisrapa, and if through the general way in which one washes himself, he also gets some relief on his dislocated hand or foot, that would certainly be permitted, because since it's not nikar, it's not evident that he's doing it specifically for the sake, this washing, for the sake of refuah, medicinal attention, therapy, so then it's going to be permitted. And that will be the halacha.